Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi there, I'm Cindy Linden, and this is the Cook Along Podcast. We're going to do something a little different today, just because the recipe sounds really good to me. I have recently found a new website that I immediately got very excited about. It just seemed as though every recipe I pulled up on the page was something that sounded really good to me, and that does not often happen on most cooking websites. So I'm going to give this person a shout out. It's called halfbakedharvest.com. And I just have found all kinds of main dishes that I haven't yet tried, and side dishes, and even snacks. And this one is a beverage. It's a coffee beverage. She calls it iced brown sugar latte with shaken espresso. And I just looked at the ingredients and thought, well, this sounds amazing. If you like sweet coffee, which I do, if you like boutique coffee, as I call it, designer coffee, which I do, you might like this. If you like your coffee black, go away. You don't want to hear this podcast. We're going to make a simple syrup, which is not an unusual thing. We do that for lemonade, actually all kinds of beverages. A lot of alcoholic beverages start with a simple syrup, which means you're simmering sugar with water until the sugar melts into the water and you are left with this super sweet, clear ingredient for things like cocktails and lemonades. This one is made with brown sugar. So the brown sugar syrup, it's called vanilla brown sugar syrup, which that hits that's a lot of the right triggers for me in flavors that I like. So the ingredients for that are 3/4 cup of brown sugar, a cinnamon stick or a teaspoon of cinnamon. I think I have a cinnamon stick around here I'm going to use. 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. And then there's an option to throw 3 chai tea bags in there. So it would have to be bagged chai that you find at a grocery store or something. And I don't have that. I have a lot of the spices for chai, but I'm sure that if I put those in, it would be two. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to leave that out. Later, in a later version, I might decide to add some of the spices that go into chai. A little ginger or a little cloves, more cinnamon. I can't even remember all the things that are in a chai. Cardamom. You know, a little cardamom might not be. I might think about that. Anyway, additional ingredients are for the coffee itself. And you'll need 3 shots of espresso. Yes, that's a lot because this is a single serving. 3 shots of espresso. I use decaf because I stopped being able to do caffeine. Well, actually quite a long time ago now. It started giving me headaches. And then when I stopped for the day because I had a headache, then the headache would get worse because of the withdrawal from the caffeine. Some of you probably know this experience. So I only use decaf. I'm sure I'm missing out on some things because of that. Some notes, as they call it, in the coffee. I don't care. I like my decaf as long as it's got plenty of milk and sugar in it. Back to the ingredients. 2 to 3 dashes of cinnamon. And then a cup of, she recommends oat milk, which happens to be my milk of choice. She says oat milk or milk of choice. So I'm going to use the oat milk. I use one from Planet Oat that I find to be addictive and fabulous. It's the only milk that I have ever been tempted to drink from the carton and regularly do as I'm walking past the refrigerator. It is not unusual for me to reach in there and take one swig of oat milk. It's just so good to me somehow. I like their vanilla, but today I'm going to use their plain. By the way, if you're into alternative milks, there is a blog about the nutritional differences and the cost differences in various milks, includes dairy, so you have a comparison. It's focused on non-dairy milks, but it's a great chart that I created to see the differences in cost and various nutritional components. That is on my website, thecookalongpodcast.com. I don't remember the name of it. It might be titled Got Milk. I don't remember. But if you go to the website and in the search bar, I have a really nice little search bar that I like a lot. If you type in the word milk, you will find it. It is one of the most popular blogs on my website. A lot of people appear to be looking for nutritional information on milk in a way that can be easily assimilated. So let's get started on this syrup. I'm using a small nonstick kind of pan just because it's the right size, really, but I think nonstick isn't a bad choice. We're starting with a cup of water into the pan, and then to that we're adding the brown sugar and the cinnamon stick, and we're going to bring it to a boil. It can be done fairly quickly, and then we'll reduce it to simmer a little bit. Most simple syrups use a 1-to-1 ratio of sugar to water. This is intriguing because it uses less sugar than it does water, but I imagine it's because the brown sugar is so sweet already and because we're going to add some pretty intense flavors. While that is getting ready to boil, let's pull out our vanilla. And I'm going to use the real thing here because I think that the vanilla is going to be a dominant enough flavor that I want to use real vanilla rather than imitation vanilla. We aren't adding the vanilla yet, because if you add it while things are still boiling, it boils off the flavor of the vanilla. So we have to add that at the last minute. I'm going to give this a quick stir. I haven't stirred it since I put the stuff in here. And so while that is still getting ready to boil, I'm going to get out my, what do you call this? It's a pot for heating water up that sits on an electric base and automatically turns off when it boils. Anyway, I'm using that. I don't have a real espresso maker. I have something called an AeroPress. And I really love my AeroPress. It's, oh, this is already starting to boil. I'll tell you about the AeroPress in a minute. Okay, it's simmering a little bit. We're going to let it come to a full boil. See if I can smell the cinnamon. Yeah, it's going to be really mild because I used the cinnamon stick instead of, see, a teaspoon of cinnamon in here, if you didn't have a cinnamon stick, that seems like a lot to me. That's going to be a lot stronger than this cinnamon stick here. Anyway, we're going to let it come to an actual boil, which means you don't just see the little bubbles starting. It's actually going to be bigger bubbles that start to pop a little bit. So I'm stirring it a little bit to be sure that the sugar is dissolving and the cinnamon stick gets bumped around to shed a little bit more cinnamon. I don't know if you can hear this, but that's a boil. All right, now I'm going to turn it down to low, and we're going to just simmer it for 2 to 3 minutes until the sugar is completely dissolved. So I'm going to set a timer, because who knows what that is. The AeroPress. How do I describe this? You should just go online and look up a picture of this. It's this sort of tall plastic tube. It's about 5 inches tall, and it has an inner sleeve, and it has a filter on the bottom. It's a plastic filter, and you have to add a little coffee filter to it. It's a special little round filter that is made specially for the AeroPress. And I put a little water on that so that it's wet, and that goes inside the little filter cage, and that screws onto the bottom of the outside of this tower thing. And then this tower thing will fit over the top of a coffee cup or a coffee mug, and you put the coffee grounds inside, and then you add the boiling water. And then you sort of take the inner tube and you squish it down. It's like a French press, kind of, only backward. Because you're pressing the liquid through the grounds as opposed to getting the liquid to end up on top of the grounds. It's a really cool gadget. It makes a nice cup of coffee. They're not very expensive. They're like $20, $25. They last forever. They make a single cup of coffee at a time, or you can make several if you want to. I haven't ever done that because I never need more than one cup of coffee at a time. It's very easy to clean up. You just rinse everything off and throw it back in your drawer. It doesn't take counter space. In other words, it's really kind of a cool thing. I'm an advocate, clearly, as you can hear. AeroPress, AeroPress. And there's my 2 minutes of simmering. So now we take this off the heat so it's not boiling anymore. And now we can add the vanilla. It's quite a lot of vanilla for this amount of syrup. But this amount of syrup is going to make several cups of coffee, so it's okay. So 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract go in there. And down the side of the bottle. Always happens. And we're going to stir it up again, and then it can just sit here. Our vanilla brown sugar syrup is all ready to go. It smells lovely. I'm going to leave the cinnamon stick in there for a bit longer while it cools. It doesn't have to cool, but my coffee's not ready. So I have the water in here to boil now. Because we're making this as what she's calling a shaken espresso, it needs to be put into a jar or a cocktail shaker. That's what I'm going to use. I'm going to use my cocktail shaker. That's fun. I have a glass cocktail shaker. It's very Art Deco. It's got cool blue and white. You don't need to hear about it, but it's really cool, and I like using it. So I'm using my cocktail shaker, and we're going to brew the coffee. I'm going to brew the coffee. No, I'm not. The opening isn't big enough. Oh, dang it. Well, that makes me sad. All right. Back to just a jar. So be it. I'm not even going to use a glass jar because I have plastic handy. Okay. Dang. All right. So now I'm setting the water to boil. And into my AeroPress. Now you can obviously make your espresso in whatever way you like to do it. But you want 3 shots. Because it's going to be in a tall glass. So for me that's 3 scoops of decaf. And then what I do is I've got these 3 scoops of ground coffee in my AeroPress. And as the water comes to a boil here, actually it's better if it's not quite boiling. There we go, I'm taking it off right now. And I pour it into the AeroPress, and because I want 3 shots, I'm pouring it up to the number 3. There's numbers in here. And then there's this paddle thing you use to kind of stir the grounds in the water together. And then they use the inside thing. It sort of creates a vacuum or what? You're pushing down on the inside thing and it pushes the water through the grounds and it pushes the air through the grounds and it sends all the good stuff down into the jar. It does take a little bit of muscle. There we go. 3 shots of espresso just like that. You can do this for $20. That's what I'm saying. You don't need to have a $300 espresso maker. I rinse off the cage that holds the filter. I open my compost bin and I push the coffee the rest of the way through. And that and the filter both go into my compost bin. I rinse off the bottom of the AeroPress without even taking it apart. And that can get put away now. We're done with that. So I've got my coffee here. And then it says a dash of cinnamon. That could be a pinch if your cinnamon doesn't have a grater top. I'm just going to kind of a couple of little tiny shakes. I don't want an overwhelming cinnamon flavor here, but I want a little. She says, in with this espresso. 2 to 4 tablespoons of this syrup. I'm going to start with 2 in case it's intensely sweet. And then we're going to add some ice to this. Ice could have gone into the jar first. I opted not to do that because then the espresso seemed like it would be so hot it would just melt the ice. It's probably going to do that anyway. My tray has 4 ice cubes left in it. Now it needs refilling. So 4 ice cubes is what I used. Then we put the lid on that and we shake it. She says shake vigorously for 1 minute. So I'm going to go away so you don't have to hear the noise of this. Then what we're going to do is we're going to strain it into a tall glass with more ice.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So it's all shaken, the ice mostly melted. I have to get out a new tray to put ice in the glass. I'm going to put, I think I'm just going to put two to start with. And then what we do is we strain this. I don't know why we're straining this, but we're straining this. What's in here that needs to be strained? I guess if I strain it, I'll find out. So I'm using a strainer, and I'm pouring this through the strainer. Oh, it's because it leaves the ice out? I kind of don't see the point in that, because you've got ice in there anyway. There you go. I don't think we need that step. And now I'm going to pour my oat milk in there over the top of the ice. It's going to look beautiful. Oh my goodness, it does look beautiful. And now I'm going to use the spatula that I used to stir the that simple syrup stuff. I'm using that to stir my cup of coffee. And here goes. Okay. I'm adding more syrup. It's barely sweet with 2 tablespoons, so I'm going to try a third one. Stir it up again. Yeah, that's nice. Oh, that's really nice. It's just lightly sweet. Just for the sake of experimentation, I'm going to try the 4th tablespoon. I like my coffee pretty sweet, so 3 might be perfect for you. I have here probably what is this? The glass is probably 12 ounces. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for me it's the 4. That's quite nice. It's still not really super sweet. It's just sweet enough. That's lovely. This is very refreshing. It feels very, it feels like I really have treated myself to something lovely. Your leftover syrup can be put into the jar. Actually, probably the jar you use to shake your stuff in if you don't want to dirty a second jar. I'm leaving the cinnamon stick in there and put in the refrigerator. The website says it'll keep for up to 2 weeks. There's nothing in here that wouldn't keep for longer than that. It's just sugar and water and vanilla. And then you can come back and use it for more iced coffees. Doesn't that sound like a good plan? I hope you'll try this. You know, I think I would enjoy having some of those chai spices in there. It might actually drive me to the grocery store to find chai tea bags to throw in with this, because I think they'd be really, really nice in here. Hello, we're jumping into the future just a little bit. This is a rare addendum, but I am adding this because I put this syrup into my refrigerator and came back to it 2 days later and made another cup. And I left the cinnamon stick in the syrup for that 2 days, which I think made this even better. And then when I made the cup of iced coffee, I put in the cinnamon that was asked for, and then I got my ground cardamom out, and I put the tiniest, I mean, it was not even a pinch. I just brushed a few tiny crumbs of cardamom into the mix before I shook everything, and I have to tell you, this was really, really good. I think maybe it's one of the things that gets better as it sits in the refrigerator. I really recommend this recipe. It's really a lovely mid-afternoon treat. And as I said, the syrup gets better with time. Give this a shot, so to speak. Give this a shot. Leave me a comment on the webpage, thecookalongpodcast.com. Recipe page for this has a place to leave comments. You can also leave me comments on my Facebook page. Just look for the Cook Along Podcast on Facebook and you'll find me. Check out halfbakedharvest.com and see what Tegan Girard is doing there. The recipes are lovely. You will hear more from me about her recipes in the future because I printed out some that I'm excited to try. They're just a little different. They're slightly exotic without being hard to make. So I'm really kind of excited about her site. Give her a peek when you have a few moments. If you like looking at recipe sites, it's absolutely worth the visit. Visit my Patreon page. Just go to patreon.com and type in the Cook Along Podcast, and you will find me there. And you can contribute to the making of this podcast on that site. And please tell your friends that you listen to the Cook Along Podcast. Encourage them to try picking a recipe from either their favorite podcast app or the cookalongpodcast.com website. That's where the photos are. That's the most fun. I don't know that the photos show up on any of the podcast apps except SoundCloud, which is where they are originally posted. So if you want to see pictures of any of the things I make, that's the place to look, and you can send your friends there. Word of mouth is my best advertising. Thank you for telling people about what I'm doing here. And until next time, happy cooking!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you can make a contribution through the supporter link on every Cook Along Podcast page or go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/thecookalongpodcast. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening.